Welcome to the Raven's Cove. Your host, Raven, is a certified Reiki Grandmaster and Tarot Reader. With years of experience, she's here to help you along your journey. Please feel free to call in and ask questions. And don't forget, you can also reach her on her Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Readings. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you guys are all having a good Friday. So today I'm just going to be here. I'm going to do some readings. So let's go ahead and take our first caller. Good morning. You're on with Raven. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Raven. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question to throw here. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Ms. Raven. So I'm at work concerning the job that I have. I've been there for quite a bit. Do you see me getting a promotion? It's a small. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. My question. So I work. I will be working this job where my uniform is black. And do you see me there getting some type of promotion?
I do feel that you're going to get a promotion. I don't feel it's going to be this year, though. I feel it's more closer to next year that you would be getting a promotion in the job that you are at. However, dear, something does come up, and it tells me that you may be offered a new job in a new company in about 9 months or so. So that one might work out just a little bit better for you.
That's good. And I'm just ask you, there's a lady there, starts with the letter C. Do you see her being transferred or downgraded from the job?
No, I don't. I feel as though she has somebody kind of wrapped around her little finger, and whatever she says, they're really listening to, even though she's not telling the whole truth about certain situations. But I do not see her losing a job or being put somewhere else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the thing is that is she gonna bother me?
Can you repeat that?
Do you see her bothering me?
I don't feel her main focus is going to be on you. I feel as though she's a little pushy, and it doesn't really matter whoever gets in her way or speaks up. I feel that she is going to target.
Okay. And one more thing here. The gentleman, there's a guy I'm speaking with, Ms. Raven. Has he come over here where I live? We're talking.
Okay, so you want to start a relationship with this gentleman, correct?
Well, he already told me yes, and I think he, you got it. I think he came over here. I'm not sure if I was here or not, but I have a sensation that he came. I have a feeling. He's with the letter L. He's a close perimeter, like with...
Okay, when you say you believe he came, do you mean to your home or to the city?
I'm sorry. I apologize. To my home, where I live. Did he drive by? Did he stop like he wanted to see me in my home? Yes, ma'am. Has he come here lately, these past days, a week?
Yeah, honey, I do feel that he has. However, I want you to be careful with this guy. Okay. I don't feel that he's going to be the best for you. I feel he has a tendency to be very controlling, and I feel that he has control issues.
Yeah, I picked that up. You're right about that.
So please, if you're going to continue the relationship, please keep that in mind and be very aware and be very careful.
Okay, I only want to last temporary. But a quick question: do you see him coming back again if I'm here or not here? I just want to be prepared.
Oh yeah, honey. Yeah, I don't think if you don't cut things off completely, I feel that he's just gonna keep on with these. I like to refer to it as a keeping tabs on where you are, what you're doing, who you're doing it with. So if I were you, I would end it, cut all ties, cut all communication. But that choice is left up to you. Just keep all the information in mind.
Yes. So if I was just to get the need, would that be not good? That's all that I really want, even in the short term. You think? Anyway, sorry.
No, it's okay, honey. I'm very, very concerned when it comes to this gentleman.
Okay.
I wouldn't even do a short-term thing with him.
Okay. Are you seeing that he's abusive?
I feel that he's unpredictable.
Does that mean like he can get violent?
That one, honey, I don't know, but I feel that he would. He's very emotionally controlling.
Wow. So basically, you're telling me that he would be right on my face, right at me, and I won't be able to do much because he's trying to control me.
Correct.
Wow, you're good, because you know what, ma'am? He already, we're not like literally 100% yet reached that point, but he already is right on me, like, he's a perimeter, and he's right there, close perimeter with me, and he does that already.
Yeah, honey, kick him to the curb. You don't need that kind of drama in your life.
Okay.
Stay safe, dear, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Ms. Irwin.
Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you.
Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
What can I do for you today, dear?
Thank you so much. I am interested to learn about my business prospects for 2020.
I was going to just ask you, are you starting your own business here?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that it is going to be successful, okay? However, I feel that it's not going to completely take off in 2020. You're going to get all the groundwork and all the bricks one by one going after each other. You know, you're just going to really build it. And you're getting the foundation laid this year. I do feel that it is going to really, really take off next year. So be prepared, because I feel that you're almost going to feel as though you're in over your head next year, but you're not.
Okay. I have two businesses, one overseas and one I'm about to launch in the States. And the one overseas has taken a very long time. And it's a UK entity, and I'm wondering if you see that I travel to the UK. The USA, I have a very strong team that could help me get it done.
The US one is the one that's going to take off.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take off quite quickly. So make sure you're prepared for that, and all the groundwork is laid out this year, because when it takes off, like I said, you're going to feel as though you can't catch up.
Right.
Everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to. So don't give up when it starts getting that way.
Okay.
It's going to be very successful. As far as the UK one, honey, I don't see that one being as successful. I see you going on a vacation overseas, not necessarily completely business related.
Yeah, it would be business and vacation for me because I really like spending time there. So I haven't been there in some time, and I would love the opportunity to go sometime in 2020. There's certain things that are happening I have to make sure happens. So overseas, that is.
Right. And I feel that it's not going to be – it's going to be more towards the later end of the year that you're going to go on this trip. And I think it's going to be more, like I said, more vacation than business related. I think it's going to start off with a little bit of business and then turn into a really fun vacation.
Yeah, that would be terrific. I would love that. And I'm getting ready to buy out my partners overseas. And what my dream is to be able to go over there with a check in my hand to do that. Mm. That would be like, oh, that would be fantastic. That's what I'm working towards.
Well, like I said, I don't see the one overseas ending. It's just not going to be as successful as the one in the U.S.
It's a smaller
and
market.
I think that's because you have more of a team in the U.S. that's maybe a little bit more knowledgeable in the area than the one overseas.
Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Correct. I'm keeping them separate.
Okay. But yeah, honey, I think everything's going to work out. So put your energy in there. You're going to go places.
That's wonderful. It's not been an overnight success, that's for sure. I've been at it and at it and at it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you for calling.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on with Raven. What can I do for you today?
Hey, Raven. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad at all. Just wanted to do a quick jingle or if you pick up anything that I need to know.
Can I get your name?
It is Lisa.
The first thing I'm seeing right off the bat is that you need to take some time for you. You need to relax.
You know what? I can pick up other people's energy, believe it or not, and it pisses me off. So that's probably the main thing. And I have to learn how to control it because it's not me. You get what I'm saying? Pick up.
Honey, I get what you're saying completely.
Oh, my gosh. Yay.
It's called empath abilities. Those abilities is where if we walk into a room, a grocery store, anywhere, and there's a lot of people, we pick up on the energies of those people. We absorb those energies. Those energies end up becoming our own. And if they're being pissy, excuse my language, we're going to end up pissy. You walk in a room and everybody's all happy and giddy, then we're extremely happy and giddy. The best thing for that is to learn how to ground yourself. And that is a way that you can basically take the energies that you've absorbed and release them back out into the universe so they're washed out of you and you can be you again.
All right. Oh, that sounds all right. That sounds better. Okay. Because the way I'm dealing with it, I'm like punching the wall, hitting the air. So, all right. That's good.
If you go to my Facebook page, which is linked on the page here, it'll take you, there's links there to my business page also, but there's I wrote a book about grounding and meditation techniques, and it's very easy. Like you can do it while you're standing in the middle of a room full of people to help wash yourself out. There's also plenty of free resources online on how to ground. And of course, there's thousands of books on Amazon also, along with my own, that you could look into. But grounding is going to be your number one friend.
All right. That's all. Okay. At least I know there's a way out of it.
It can drive you crazy if you don't learn how to control it.
Okay. You know, yes. Yes, indeed. Because sometimes I feel like I'm going out of my mind. And I'm like, okay, just stop. But I'm going to go onto your page and get familiar with how to ground myself.
Yes, please do. The other quick one I can give you right now is when you take a shower, just let the water run over you from your head to your toe, and just with your eyes closed, imagine all the negativity getting washed out and going down that drain. You'll feel so much better when you get out of that shower, because the water cleanses. And just imagine all that negativity, all that energy you picked up, just going right down that drain.
Okay, that sounds good. All right.
All right.
Sounds excellent. Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome, dear. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Good morning. You're on with Raven. Hi.
Hi. I didn't think I'd get on. It's my first time calling in.
Oh, good. Can I get your name?
Of course, it's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for calling in. What can I do for you today?
Career. Do you see me finding and getting an offer soon? If you feel sadness around me, it's because I've been crying. My dad passed away, so. But I got to get moved. I got to, you know.
Oh dear. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I know it's been a really hard 2 days, but I got to get back into looking for a job. What do you see with that?
Are you trying to get into a new career field?
Not really. If my skills fit a different company, then yes, if that makes sense.
Okay. Because I feel that you're going to start something new.
Okay.
And it's going to be a little bit more exciting, and I feel the pay is going to be better also.
Wow, I made decent money, but of course you don't feel that now because I'm going on my third month since I lost my job, and I'm really starting in March. I'm going to be hurt. I'm just worried about that because I pay my bills. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Can you pick up a time?
I was just trying to do that.
Sorry.
I think within the next 4 weeks or so, you're going to hear something about a job offer.
Okay.
Trying to figure out what this message is that's coming through. Just give me 1 second, please.
No, I know. Take your time.
Honey, did your father pass suddenly?
Yes. Oh, yes. We thought he'd be around. And my sister's giving me such a hard time. She's being so nasty. Oh, yesterday. He didn't tell you. I know my dad is more important. I know that, but my sister's just so nasty. Is she going to change her ways? I'm trying so hard to make the peace. He did die, but he went fast and he was ready to go, if that makes sense.
it makes perfect sense, honey. I was going to ask you because he was coming through and telling me that he already knew that it was his time.
I know, and I didn't DNR him the first time because I wanted my nieces to be able to say goodbye. So I didn't have the heart to do it. He flatlined for 20 minutes, but my sister got upset that I didn't let him go. I couldn't do it. I had to wait. I told him not to pull the plug until I got to the hospital. I know I did the right thing.
Okay, so you I'm sorry, you were breaking up a little bit on my end. Did you say that you pulled the plug? Because I'm getting a thank you for letting me go.
Yeah, we did let him go, but at first I didn't. I wanted my nieces to be able to come in and say goodbye to them. So I told the doctor to keep them on the machine for a couple, you know what I'm saying? That's what happened.
Okay. Honey, this morning when you woke up, did you feel as though, because he showed me as though he put his hands on your shoulders and was slightly, he was comforting you.
He knows I've been crying. Oh, my God.
Did you feel that this morning?
I always, yes. I don't think he's completely crossed over yet. Probably until he, yeah, I really did.
No, honey, he has not completely crossed over because he needs you to, calm down. He needs you to understand that he's okay. This is what he needed.
I know. Oh, I know. I just wish my sister would be nicer. Why is she being so shitty? My little sister. Oh, she's so nasty.
She's not going to change her ways, dear.
I know. That's just her personality, isn't it?
Yes. You just, it's one of those things that you just have to accept and realize that those things are not going to change.
Not nice. She blames everybody for everything. She thinks she's a victim.
Now, who has a there's a little boy that's living.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, when they cross over and they're trying to communicate so early, it's very hard to, they haven't learned how to speak yet. It's really hard to explain. It's almost like it's muffled. And
well, my niece has a son. He's a year old, but he's living. And yeah, he's just starting to, if that's who you're speaking about.
Because it's a very young child. But he was saying that okay, he's given me angel wings around the child, which is usually my sign that he's going to watch over this child.
I believe it.
But he wants you to not cry so much, not to the point where you're almost hyperventilating. He wants you to breathe and realize that he's okay now.
Okay.
But he needs you to fully accept what has happened and that this was what he needed from you. He needed you to let him go. And you need to release the guilt of that.
I know. He's right. Perfect advice.
Okay, dear. I hope that helps some.
It does. And the job in 4 weeks, you said.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a job offer in about within 4 weeks.
Thank you so much. You made me feel so much better about my dad.
Oh, I'm glad I could help, dear. Well,
thank you.
Take some time. Give yourself some self-love, okay?
You have a good day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we do have some questions on the Facebook Live. So let's see. Susie, my dear, what is your question that you would like answered? Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Carmen. Good morning, everybody that just joined on Facebook Live. How's everybody doing? All right, Susie, if you can type out your message for me and whatever question you may have, I'll be more than happy to answer that. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and take my next caller. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hi, Raven. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you look into career and relationship for me?
Okay. Are you currently in a relationship, honey, or are you seeking one?
I'm seeking one.
As far as love goes, what I'm seeing is something more towards the end of the year. I feel that you're going to meet this person. This person is not somebody that you currently know. And I feel you're going to be introduced to this person by a mutual friend. I don't want to sound mean, but he seems, when you first meet him, I feel like you're going to think he's kind of arrogant. But it's just his, I want to say, defense mechanism.
Okay.
But I think the relationship aspect of it is going to start towards the beginning of next year. So for now, I would, you know, just kind of enjoy your time and put your energies towards other things such as career. Now, I know you did ask about a career. And I'm seeing a change in career. So are you looking for a new career?
I'm looking to get back into my career. I've been out of it for a few years, so I'm trying to get back into it.
Okay. Are you willing to relocate? Because I'm seeing you get a job offer in the next, I want to say, 4 months, but it may require you to relocate to another city.
Well, I would commute. I wouldn't relocate to another city. It probably would be like a commute.
Okay.
Because I have two offers out there right now, and I'm waiting to see if there's a response to, you know, coming from that. Because that's a commute to another city. But it's like 20 to 30 minutes away. It could be as much as 45 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's I forget sometimes people don't mind driving a little further than I would. I hate driving. But yeah, I do feel very positive as far as you getting the job offer. I don't feel like it's going to start for a few months, though.
That's kind of weird, because usually if they have a job opening, they want to go ahead and fill it, as opposed to having an opening and not and waiting months to fill it.
This may be a different company that I'm seeing, dear. Because I do see you getting this job, and then it doesn't take very long before you get, like, a raise or a promotion or, you know, something a little bigger within that company.
Do you get an initial or something? Because it would be in the healthcare industry.
I'm getting the vision of a doctor's office or a clinic. I wouldn't say a hospital, and I'm not, I don't, I feel like you have quite a few options that you could go.
I prefer clinic setting versus the hospital.
Well, I'm going to pull some cards and see what we can't get there, okay?
Okay.
You have more than one company that you're looking at, aren't you? Am I correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so what the cards are telling me is that you're going to have a surprise offer, one that you weren't quite expecting. And that once that happens, things are going to start moving very quickly for you. They're telling me that many improvements as far as your career are underway if you accept this job offer. So I think what I'm seeing is something that you have yet to apply for.
Okay.
So you're on the right path. And like I said, I do see you in a clinic or a doctor's office, but not a hospital or something like that.
Yeah, the position I apply for is in a clinic. Well, one's a hospital, the other one's in a clinic.
Okay, well.
So you're not getting like a name or initials or anything of that nature?
No, dear, I'm not. And the reason being is I don't feel that the decision has been quite made yet. Because I feel like you're going to get a job offer. It might be somebody from one of the places that you have applied to is going to offer you something somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, that would be fine.
Because I'm seeing a gentleman making an offer to you. And that's where the element of surprise comes in. And then things start going very quickly.
Okay, and that's, you said 4 months out?
I say approximately. It could be between now and 4 months. I don't see anything past 4 months. So it may that you start, you know, working at this clinic, and then a better job comes along and you're offered something else.
Okay.
But I see this job offer that you're going to get is going to be the one that you really enjoy being at.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a waiting game. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Unfortunately.
No, it's okay. It's fine. Because, it's not, you know, I want to work. It's not like I got to work because, you know, I need to work. I want to work.
No, you enjoy helping people. You have a very nurturing soul. And in order for you to be happy, it's almost as though you need to help people.
Right.
And that's a wonderful quality. And, you know, go for it.
I shall. Thank you.
Be that angel that people need, and when they need a helping hand.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, keep an ear out for that offer. I do feel that, you know, even if you got one that's temporary, I do feel that a better job offer is coming for you.
Yeah, I just want to get my feet in the door because I need to get back up to speed, so to speak. So. If I could just get in the door and get up to speed, that would be great because I can springboard from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, dear. And thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks, Raven. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. Good morning.
And can I get your name?
Sure. My name is Katie from New York.
Hi, Katie. And what can I do for you today?
I was wondering if you see my finances improving either through my projects getting made or like a 9-to-5, if either one of them is, you know, what I should be aiming towards.
Okay.
Like through my art or, you know, a more normal job, so to speak, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Have you ever considered being an art teacher?
Oh, wow. No.
I think that is something you should consider is being an art teacher. And I see you working with younger children between the ages of like, I want to say like 6 or 7 all the way up to, you know, 14, 15 years old. And I get the feeling that you feel very fulfilled by that.
Wow.
So that might be something to consider. Because I feel not only do you like doing art, but you like helping others learn how to create and express themselves in an artistic manner.
I do love kids, too. Yeah. Wow. And, but my projects will do something as well. Like, for now, I'm waiting on a male to work with me who lives closer to me, and a woman who lives further away from me has expressed interest as well. Do you see either one of those collaborations happening also?
Could you repeat that? I could barely hear you, dear.
Oh, sure. Sorry. Right now, there is a man who said that he wants to work with me on one of my projects. He's local. A female has also expressed interest in one of my projects, and that would require me traveling further south, like a few states away from me. Do you see either one of those collaborations happening?
Actually, dear, I'm seeing both of them happening.
What?
And I think the opportunity is going to open up a lot of doors for you. I think the one down south is going to open up the most doors for you.
Oh, wow.
And I'm seeing a lifelong friendship with a gentleman.
Oh, wow. So maybe I, like, we'd all three work together then, it sounds like on the same project?
I feel that they're not going to be the same projects.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you so very much. Wow, you're wonderful. Thank you, and great show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling in. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Many blessings. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so on our Facebook Live, we have Susie who has asked for any messages in regards to her love life. Susie, honey, there are some things I'm going to be completely honest with you that you need to work on as far as self goes. I feel that your confidence needs to build up and that you need to learn to trust your own intuition when it comes to relationships. I feel that you want to have love in your life, that you're willing to put up with a lot of crap from people in order to have that. And I don't want that for you. You don't need that. You need to have somebody that is going to love you as much as you love yourself. So right now I would say, as far as relationships go, honey, put them on the back burner and work on yourself first. Because once you get that going, the right person is going to come along for you. Okay? And Heather on Facebook would like to know anything on her relationship right now. Heather, do you have a specific question in regards to your relationship? Or is this, you know, a generalization that you just need? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take another caller while I wait to hear from Heather on Facebook Live. Good morning. You're on with Raven. How can I help you? Hello? Hello? You're on with Raven. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. This is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne. And what can I help you with today?
I'd like a reading about a job change or career. It's even bigger than just a job, but a whole career change.
Okay. So you're looking to get into a totally different field than what you're in right now?
Yes.
I want to say that I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Oh, I'm not asking about a timeline.
Do you already know what career field you want to go into?
Yes.
Okay.
It's more about the opportunities of, you know, someone that will see my other skills, you know, the opportunities of a first chance of a you know, it could be like a bridge job. You know, it could be something similar to what I'm looking for. It's just, you know, I'm just nervous about the resume, sending in a resume that's different than what the job is, you know. So it'd be more of a personal opportunity of meeting somebody, that a connection of something for something new.
Okay. So what exactly is your question? I think maybe that's where I'm getting lost, is I'm maybe not understanding your question.
Well, I was just calling for it. If you're doing, are you doing tarot readings?
I can do both, dear. I can, if I'm called to use the cards, then I will. I was just trying to think, understand your question, because unfortunately with my show, I don't have time to do full blown readings. I try to answer at least a question for everybody.
Yeah, I guess how will I meet somebody? Where will this shift start? Or where's a good way to, will I see something online? Will I meet somebody? Or, you know, I'm looking for the way it starts.
Okay. So what I'm getting in regards to your question is that feel as though you're going to be, you know, kind of communicating that you want this opportunity with friends.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a friend who has a mutual friend that can help kind of get you in the door.
Right.
And I feel they're going to introduce you maybe at, I'm seeing like a little, I don't know if it's a coffee shop or, a small restaurant. I'm seeing a table outside, you know, very kind of, well, I don't want to say fancy, but, you know, it has a little fence around it with a little patio and little chairs. But I do feel that it's a friend that's going to bring the opportunity via another friend into your life. I don't see it happening anytime like real soon. So I want to say maybe your friend hasn't met this person just yet. But I do see it happening within a year.
Oh, no, it'll be way before that.
So,
yeah, I don't believe in any timeline things. Nothing has ever come true with what anybody has said for timing of anything. So,
well, timings can change, you know, via the decisions that are made by us as we go through our daily lives.
So why do psychics give timelines?
Why do psychics give timelines? Because we get a message based on the decisions that have been made up to this point. So when people say, well, what's the timeline? Well, as long as they don't change their course of action, this is the timeline. If they choose to veer off the path a little bit, then the timelines get changed a bit, or the whole course of action could get changed. But like I said, I do see that it's going to be a friend of a friend that is going to bring that opportunity. And your friend is going to be the one that introduces you to. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Heather on Facebook, your question is, you're wondering if you're taking things at the correct pace or if you should slow down. I would say slow down just a little bit, but not too much. I feel as though you're ready for the next step, but your partner isn't there just yet. I do feel that they're going to get there. They're just feeling very pressured. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go on to my next caller. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hi, Raven. This is Donna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I pulled a muscle in my back, so it's not good.
Ooh, I'm sorry, dear.
Yeah, it's always been a month. Very painful. Don't ever pick anything heavy up. Yeah. Yeah.
And what can I help you with today?
Yeah, if my finances would be getting better and if I'm going to meet that guy in my life, because it's been a while now and I just haven't met anybody.
Okay, so you want to know if finances are getting better or your love life, dear?
The finances.
I do feel finances are going to get better, but they're not going to get better in the near future. I'm almost feeling as though there's a delay in them getting better.
Because usually I'm very lucky. You know, I've won a lot of trips around the world. I've won $10,000 on a scratcher. I won a BMW. Yeah, so I kind of go on my luck.
You want to adopt? You want to adopt me? I could use some good luck. No, okay. Like I said, I do see them improving, but I feel like there's a little bit of a delay. But I wouldn't stress too much as far as, you know,
right. The
money goes. I feel it's going to get there. It's going to be there. I'm trying to figure out how to word this. I feel like it's just a hiccup. Like, nothing major.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting is just pinch your pennies for a little bit. But it's not going to last very long.
Good.
I think you're going to be fine in the end. It's just like, you know, this month, next month, pinch some pennies, you'll be fine. You know, don't sweat it is what I'm getting.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Maybe March it'll come in.
March is good. I like March.
Yeah, me too. Feel something good with March. Astrologically, March is good. So that's good. Okay, well, I'll just stay conservative for the next couple months.
Yeah, it's not going to last very long, dear. You're going to be fine again real soon.
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Raven.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks. And thank you for taking my call. I have a question about my career. I had an interview last Friday, and I wanted to see if I would get that job and if it would be a good fit or if I would be able to get the job that that a former colleague is willing to help me out on in terms of forwarding my resume. And that's for a consulting firm. So there's like two options here, and I'd like to see which of the two, if any, or something else, will come up in the near future and would be a good fit.
the second one. The minute you started talking, I was getting a number two. So I think the second one is going to be the best bet for you. And I think you're going to really enjoy the people that you work with.
Oh, really? Okay. And do you get a sense of how I could position myself to increase my chances of getting the job?
I don't think you're going to have to push real hard to get the job. I think your friend is going to really put in a good word, and your personality during the interview, and I say that with some air quotes because it's not really a complete interview. They basically just want to meet you. I think your personality is going to shine through, and it's all going to mesh and really work out.
Oh,
I wouldn't
cool.
stress
and
on it. I think it's going to be one of those, you know, it's already in the bag type scenarios.
Okay. And should I also contact another former colleague to see if she could intervene on my behalf at the same time?
It couldn't hurt.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I was thinking the same. You know, I just don't want to bother people.
You know, if we only get what we put out there. So if we're putting out there, you know, hey, you know, I could use a hand, you know, maybe put in a good word. You know, that's all positivity towards what your end goal is.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be afraid to ask them to, hey, can you help put in a good word for me? I'm trying to get this position. I honestly, I don't really think you need it. I think you got it in the bag, but it never hurts to have those people on your side when you're going for a job interview.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm also wondering if the salary will be good. Like, I'm aiming to increase my salary from my previous job by $20,000.
Don't feel that you're going to reach the $20,000 at first, but I do feel that you will get towards that goal fairly quickly. I do feel that it is going to be an increase in pay right from the start from where you're at, but it's going to be, you know, I feel that you're going to slowly kind of increase the income with that company on the second one that we were talking about.
Mhm. Okay, cool. And do you see a timeline for this happening? Like maybe within a month or 2 months or less than that?
I'm going to be honest. I don't really see a timeline. I see it happening this year. But I think it's going to kind of really, it depends on your friend or colleague, putting that good words,
it's okay
for you. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you guys, that is the show for today. I am so thankful you all joined me today and join me again next week for some more readings. Bless you all and have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe.